Some of the best Division III lacrosse talent has come to Maryland to face off. Now, live from Mustang Stadium in Owings Mills, Maryland, this is the Mustangs Classic on the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Good afternoon, lacrosse fans, and welcome to Owings Mills, Maryland, Mustang Stadium, site of the 2018 Mustang Classic, as we get ready for the Nazareth Golden Flyers to take on the Lynchburg Hornets. Andy Mendoza here with the SFMSports.net crew. So glad you could join us this afternoon as we get ready to get underway here. The 2-5 Hornets set to take on the 1-4 Golden Flyers. Both teams coming off losses yesterday look to right the ship, as we will give you the starting lineups here for the Lynchburg Hornets. Number 3, a junior, 6'2", 195 from Lynchburg, Virginia, Matt Meadows. Number 37, Seamus McDonald, a junior, 5'10", 185 out of Far Hills, New Jersey. Number 43, Tyler Gallagher, a sophomore, 6'3", 205, out of Palmyra, Pennsylvania. Number 45, Zach Thompson, a senior, 6'3", 215, out of Fairview Heights, Illinois. And number 53, Logan Adams, a junior, 5'8", 150, out of Grosse Pointe, Michigan. Also starting for the Hornets is number 10, Trammell Robinson, a sophomore, 6'1", 165, from Memphis, Tennessee. Number 19, Nick Willeritz, a junior, 6'3", 190, out of Severin, Maryland. Number 33, Bo Delaney, a junior, 5'11", 185, out of Marston Mills, Massachusetts. And in goal for the Hornets is number 39, CJ Santora, a senior, 6'1", 195, out of Tewksbury, Massachusetts. And for the Golden Flyers, on defense starting is number 8, Carter Conrad, a freshman, 5'10", 170, out of Columbus, Ohio. Number 21, Owen Pinoyer, sophomore, 6'1", 190, out of Manlius, New York. Number 42, Bobby Whelan, a junior, 6'3", 215, out of Scarsdale, New York. Number 44, Jordan Goldborn, a junior, 6 foot 185 out of Elmira, New York. Also for the Golden Flyers is number 11, Anthony Basile, a junior, 5'9, 210 out of Cortland, New York. Number 15, Paul Walter, a senior, 6 foot 175 out of Farmingham, Massachusetts. Number 25, Chris Murphy, a senior, 5'11, 180 out of Orchard Park, New York. Number 36, Owen Gonzalez, a freshman, 5'11", 170, out of Durham, Connecticut. And in goal for the Golden Flyers is number 23, Alex Winkler, a sophomore, 6 foot, 175, out of Fort Collins, Colorado. Both teams coming into this one, I mentioned, after a loss yesterday. Tough losses for both teams, as Lynchburg fell to number 1 Rochester Institute of Technology, 13-11, in their first game in the Mustang Classic. And meanwhile, the Golden Flyers fell to York, PA, 18-3, excuse me, in their first game. That was the Golden Flyers' second loss in a row, and Lynchburg, that was their first loss in a row after they were on a two-game winning streak, having knocked off Bridgewater, VA, and Elizabethtown, 21-7 both games. So Lynchburg, the Hornets, are much more of an offensive-focused team. 99 goals on the season, 55 of those goals have been assisted. They're averaging just over 14 goals per game and just under 40 shots per game. A shot percentage of 35.9 for the Hornets. Meanwhile, Nazareth with 35 goals on the season, 19 of those assisted, averaging just under 36 shots per game, good for a shot percentage of 24.5, scoring about just under 9 goals per game. So Nazareth, much more of a defensive-minded squad. So it's the classic offense versus defense matchup here, as we are getting set to get underway here on a chilly afternoon in Owings Mills, Maryland. Hornets led by head coach Steve Kudelka and assistants John Lombardo, Aaron Murphy, and Steve Bradney. And the Golden Flyers led by head coach Rob Randall, assistants Mark Pinsky, Troy Hafeli, and Robert Green. Coach Randall for the Golden Flyers in his 18th season at Nazareth. Meanwhile, for the Hornets, Coach Kudelka in his 22nd season. So a couple of very long tenured coaches for both squads.
Colorado, number 23, Alex Winkler.
Lynchburg coming into this one at 2-5 overall, have yet to play a game in the ODAC conference. 2-2 at home, 0-2 away, 0-1 at neutral sites. Meanwhile, Nazareth 1-4 overall, have yet to play a game in the Empire 8 conference. They are 0-2 at home, 1-0 away, and 0-2 at a neutral site. So both squads looking for their first win at a neutral site this season. Still very early on in the season for both teams. Golden Flyers coming out in the gray uniforms with yellow and purple, and the Hornets in the red uniforms with white numbers. As the goalkeepers head to their respective ends, and we are getting ready to get set here. In the faceoff circle will be number 33, Bo Delaney for the Hornets, going up against number 8, Carter Conrad. Hornets have been great on the faceoff this year, winning 54% of their faceoffs. Meanwhile, Nazareth just under 40% of their faceoffs won, so that'll be a stat to look for in today's game as we get our first whistle. Possession will go to the Hornets. McDonald with it now. Gets in behind his defender, and an early shot and goal for the Lynchburg Hornets. So the junior from Far Hills, New Jersey, gets the scoring started 11 seconds into this one. A great start for the Hornets. If you're a Lynchburg fan, face-off won there by Bo Delaney. He takes it behind the net. That shot is high and wide. Possession will stay with the Hornets. So Nazareth will have to try to shake that early goal off. Hornets doing a good job of working the ball around. A big save that time by Nazareth goalkeeper Alex Winkler. And here come the Golden Flyers with the ball now. Jeremy Jacob holds it. Nazareth looking to set up a play as we get a flag. First one of the game. Jacob with it, sends it across to Jacob Gray. The Golden Flyers looking to find an opening in the Hornets defense. This is number 40 with it, Jack Crowley. So the ball goes out of bounds there. We'll stay in possession of the Golden Flyers. An offsides penalty goes against Trent Parker. Number 24 for the Hornets. So Nazareth with a man advantage here, looking to take advantage of that penalty. Nice job there by the long stick defender, number 43, Tyler Gallagher. Still 10 seconds left in the man advantage for Nazareth. Still looking for their first shot on goal in this penalty. They work it around, and that shot is wide. Never really threatening to the goalkeeper there. That shot was from Crowley. And the Hornets did a good job of killing that penalty. We're back to even strength. And that is a low shot, a great save that time by CJ Santora, senior from Massachusetts for Lynchburg. The Hornets quickly turning defense into offense here. Evan Lombardo now for the Hornets just holds it. Kevin Rogers with it. Good defense there by the Golden Flyers. It's number 28 for Nazareth. Tristan Gosselin. Defender fell down, but Dean could not get the shot off. Lynchburg still with it. And good passing results in another goal. That was Evan Lombardo finding number 53, Logan Adams. And the Hornets now with an early 2-0 lead. So junior finds junior as Logan Adams adds to the Lynchburg lead. Mentioned the Hornets are a very offensive-minded team as they win that faceoff there. This is number 49 for Lynchburg, and his shot goes wide. Craig Koster. Possession stays with the Hornets. McGuire with it, finds Logan Adams again. So Adams with his second goal of the afternoon. All the momentum on the side of the Hornets at the moment. Looks like Coach Randall would like to have a talk with his team, calls an early timeout. As he looks to stem the tide a little bit after Lynchburg scored two goals in just under 30 seconds. Now hold a 3-0 lead with 10:36 remaining in the first quarter. Hornets averaging just over 14 goals per game on the season. They've scored in double digits in five of their seven games so far. See if Nazareth can get back into this one. The faceoff circle is so important. Golden Flyers have yet to win a faceoff in this one. Carter Conrad for Nazareth in the faceoff circle, going up against number 49, Craig Koster. And another faceoff won by Lynchburg. Have done a good job of passing in the offensive zone. See if Nazareth is able to tighten up a little bit on defense. Currently running, looks like they've switched to a bit of a zone defense. It's a good job there by Carter Conrad for the Golden Flyers. And another run here, and that shot is saved. A good save for Nazareth goalkeeper Alex Winkler. Hornets working the ball around the cage and now back out to the front of the offensive zone. A run being made here, number 17, Riley Schmidt. The Hornets work the ball around again. Looking to get that zone defense moving a little bit, and a great pass that time. Finds Trammell Robinson, the sophomore, with his first goal of the game, and the Hornets now up 4-0. You see the replay here, a great pass by number 2, Colin McGuire. So McGuire's second assist on the game. Finds Robinson for his first goal of the game. So now in the faceoff circle is number 29 for Nazareth, Matthew Townsend. And number 49 for Lynchburg, Craig Koster. Ball still rolling around as we are going to get a whistle from the officials. And possession will go to Lynchburg. So Nazareth still looking for their first faceoff win of the afternoon. And a nice double team here, and it gets split. That's a nice spin move there by Nick Willeritz. And a tough pass there, could not be handled by Evan Lombardo. Ball goes out of play, stays with Lynchburg. Nazareth sideline not happy about it, thought that they should get possession there. Felt like it went off of a Lynchburg player. The ref saw differently. As Kevin Rogers' shot is blocked. A nice save that time by Winkler. Ground ball picked up by the Hornets. Nice job, Neves takes it behind the cage for Lynchburg, sends it out, and that shot is wide. That was Kevin Rogers with a long-distance rip that went just wide of the net. And a nice pass there by Adams finds Lombardo, who tries the trick shot. Golden Flyers finally able to regain possession. And the long pass goes too high, picked off by Lynchburg. This is Colin Dean with it. Hornets with that impressive passing in short, tight quarters in the offensive zone. Been able to find some holes in the Nazareth defense. That's how they find themselves 4 goals up currently. Lombardo with it to Rogers. Rogers' shot goes wide. Possession will stay with the Hornets. Hornets player goes down, they're going to call, looks like a holding on the Nazareth defender, so Lynchburg still with possession of it. This is Neves, finds Rogers. Rogers' shot is saved, nice job by Alex Winkler not giving up a rebound on that shot attempt. Nazareth looks to go on the offensive attack now. Golden Flyers finally getting into the offensive zone. This is number 36. It was Owen Gonzalez who dropped it off. .6:15 remaining in the first quarter. Lynchburg leading 4-0. Nazareth looks to set up an offensive play here. The zone have yet to make a run. Here comes number 12, Jacob Gray. His shot is wide. Possession will stay with Nazareth. Golden Flyers looking to get a little bit more movement on offense. It's been pretty stagnant here in the first quarter. Jacob makes a run and he gets knocked down. That's going to end up being a penalty. And so that's going to go against number 24, Trent Parker for Lynchburg. And so Nazareth will have the man advantage. As you see the replay here, Parker with the check on number 6, Jeremy Jacob. Gets called for the penalty, a 30-second man advantage for Nazareth. It's their second of the afternoon. The ball around the cage, getting a little bit closer, but if you have to get a shot off, here's number 6, Jacob. Swings it around, number 47, Miles Young. And another man advantage is killed by Lynchburg, so Nazareth 0-for-2 so far on the man advantage this afternoon.
Oh,
holding flyers with it behind the cage. Here's Young with it now. Gets around his defender, and his shot goes wide. Nice run that time by the junior from Buffalo, New York, Miles Young. Jacob trying to leave it off for his teammate Michael May. Pass just a little bit off. May has it now. And that puts a nice move on the defender. We're going to get another flag. It looks like it's going to be another penalty on the Hornets. It'll be their third of the afternoon. Nazareth in no rush, as they know the delayed penalty will be called here. Gray with it, and that shot is wide. So the penalty will go against number 45, Zach Thompson. It's going to be a minute man advantage for Nazareth. Their third man advantage of the afternoon, 0 for 2 on the previous advantages. The first two were each 30 seconds. This is a minute long, so we'll see if they can use it to get back into this one. Still looking for their first goal of the game. And the shot here is deflected, and it looks like it'll go out and stay with Nazareth. Just over 3 minutes remaining here in the first quarter as the Hornets lead 4-0. Jacob with the shot, and that gets blocked. And it goes out of bounds. A nice defensive play there by Seamus McDonald for Lynchburg, getting his stick in the way of that shot. Nazareth working the ball around, good passing, and a great save. Santora preserves the shutout for Lynchburg, and the Hornets now with possession of the ball. Still down a man, but they'll look to kill this penalty. And a couple big chops, no slashing call, as much as the Lynchburg fans would like to see it. Good piece of defending that time by the Golden Flyers. It's number 8 with it, Carter Conrad. They look to play it out of their own zone now. Here comes Nazareth. Bickford with it to Murphy. McElligott. Lippert with it now for Nazareth as they look to get the right personnel here for this offensive play. Be a huge confidence boost if the Golden Flyers could get on the board by the end of this first quarter, about 90 seconds remaining in the quarter. One that's been dominated by Lynchburg. Basile with it. Chapman and Lippert play a two-man game. To McElligott. He looks to get away from his mark. And that pass to Jack Crowley, gets away from Crowley. Good piece of defending here. Looks like number 3, Matt Meadows. So we get a whistle. Possession is going to stay with Nazareth. 49 seconds remaining in the first quarter. That shot low, just wide. Connor Chapman with it now for Nazareth. 20 seconds left in the first quarter. Chapman looking for a teammate, finally finds one, and they score. Nazareth gets on the board with 12 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Looked like Paul Walter with the goal, number 15, the senior from Farmingham, Massachusetts. And that was badly needed for the Golden Flyers. As they finally get on the board, 4-1, Lynchburg leads. 12 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Another face-off won by the Hornets. That pass is just wide. And that will do it for the first 15 minutes of play as the Lynchburg Hornets lead the Nazareth Golden Flyers 4-1 here from Owings Mill, Maryland at the Mustang Classic. We'll take a quick break, come right back with second quarter action. This is Mustang Sports Network powered by sfmsports.net.
Are you at home but you kind of wish you weren't? And you should really stick around the house because of reasons?
Jimmy, no baseball in the house!
That's why Buffalo Wild Wings has a new online ordering experience. So when your kid brings home a stray dog, that's actually a coyote, a rabid one. For whatever reason, life requires you to stay put. Get takeout with our new online ordering experience and be where you have to be. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Availability may vary.
My Chrysler Pacifica makes practice a little more fun. With my S model's blacked out trim and 20-inch rims, I'm the most stylin' mom here. Plus, I can binge all my shows with the available Uconnect Theater. Open the stow-and-go seating to grab my hidden romance novel or just jam out to the radio.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song? I didn't hear a song.
Chrysler Pacifica S. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Welcome back to Stevenson University, site of the Mustang Classic. Lynchburg and Nazareth facing off right now. Hornets leading 4-1 after the first quarter. Another face-off one here by Lynchburg. Get you the first quarter stats here in a minute. And a big truck that time, number 33. Bo Delaney absolutely ran over his defender. That fired up the Hornets sideline. The Hornets looking to find an opening here, and that pass just off the mark. So we'll get a stoppage of play as a penalty is going to go, it looks like, against the Hornets. First period stats. Shots by each team, Lynchburg 13, Nazareth 11. Lynchburg with 6 ground balls to Nazareth's 4. Faceoffs in that first period were dominated by the Hornets, 6 out of 6 in the faceoff circle. So Nazareth still looking for their first faceoff win. Nazareth had 3 extra man opportunities, 0 for 3 on those. Nazareth goalkeeper Alex Winkler with 4 saves in the goal in the first period, as that is another goal. This one scored by number 10, Trammell Robinson, his 2nd of the afternoon. So after the Golden Flyers had cut the lead down to 3 at the end of the first period, the Hornets are able to extend it back out to 4 on the extra man advantage. Each team had one turnover in that first period. That was the second goal of the game for Trammell Robinson, his fifth of the season. It was assisted by Logan Adams, who's got two goals in the game himself. Hornets winning another faceoff, so they're now 8-for-8 in faceoffs in this one. Rogers with it. Looks to shoot and just squeezes by. A nice save that time by Winkler. This is Jeremy Jacob with it for the Golden Flyers. Sends it across to Jason Partridge. Here come the Flyers. This is number 12 getting in on goal and just scores. The refs are going to say it just barely crossed the line. That's number 12, Jacob Gray, with the goal. As Nazareth looks to fight their way back into this one. Gray went low. I believe they call that five hole in hockey. Gets right through the legs of the goaltender, CJ Santora. And the senior from Homer, New York, scores the unassisted goal. Cut the lead back down to 5-2. Lynchburg leads. 12:42 remaining in the second period. Ball still rolling around on the ground. Eventually picked up. Number 24, Trent Parker, will get credited for the ground ball. And that's now 9-for-9 on faceoffs for Lynchburg. Certainly helped their 54% faceoff win percentage coming into this one. Riley Schmidt with it now. Finds a teammate in that shot. Big save that time. Shot off the stick of Ryan Cardew, but Winkler was game for that one. The Flyers look to take advantage of the big save. And a nice move that time. McInerney. Jacob with it now for the Golden Flyers. Finds Young. Young to Gosselin. Gosselin's shot's just wide. Possession stays with Nazareth. And Young finds Gray. Back to Young. Back to Gray. Gray had the last goal for Nazareth, an unassisted goal. Gray making another run to the same side of the cage. This time he went high. Nice save that time by Santora. And a turnover there by Lynchburg. Nice piece of defending by 42, Bobby Whelan. Here's Jacob with it now. Back to Gray. Across to Young. And Young, there's an opening in the defense, takes a shot, and it goes wide. Miscommunication that time, it looked like, by the Hornets defenders. Two defenders went to go cover up Gray, left Young wide open. Gray still has it. Being harassed by Matt Meadows for the Hornets. He finally knocks the ball out of the net. Picked up by Gray. Here's Young with it. Across to Jacob. Lippert with it now. He makes a run and he shoots low and just wide. Possession's going to stay with Nazareth, but you can see that the Golden Flyers are certainly trying to get their shots low. Nice pass to Jacob. His shot is off the mark. So Basile with it now. Here's Miles Young. Finds Jacob. Sends it behind the cage to Basile. Lippert with it now. Jacob finds an opening and his shot's wide. Lynchburg has been defending now for a while. You have to wonder if they're going to start to tire out just a little bit. As the Golden Flyers have found a few more openings in that defense as of late. Here's Young with it. And he looks to shoot, and a save made that time by Santora. No rebound given up, but the pass is off the mark again to another turnover by Lynchburg. That's the one thing they don't want to do right now with a three-goal lead, is give Nazareth any more opportunities than necessary. That shot is saved again by Santora.
That's a bad call, sir.
That was a terrible call.
So a penalty called against the Hornets. Looks like an offsides. And that's going to go against Trammell Robinson, number 10 for the Hornets. As we get a timeout here, we'll take a quick break. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
At Smoothie King, we're always improving what we put into our smoothies so you can feel good about what you put into your body. We call it cleaner blending, and that's why we're adding more whole fruits and vegetables to blend cleaner, more delicious smoothies while eliminating the things you don't want. And by the end of 2018, we'll be blending over 50 purpose blends with no sugar added, because our goal is to help you achieve yours. Track our progress at smoothieking.com/cleanerblending. Smoothie King, smoothies with a purpose.
7:05 remaining in the second period as the Lynchburg Hornets lead the Nazareth Golden Flyers 5-2. Nazareth will be on the man advantage for 30 seconds following this timeout. 16 shots on goal for each team. We saw the Hornets really dominate that first quarter. They were leading 4-0 for much of it before Nazareth was able to get a goal with about 12 seconds remaining in that first period. Each team has traded goals since then here in the second, as Nazareth looks to cut into the lead a little bit more. A little bit of trickery there from the Golden Flyers. It's the old hidden ball trick. Hornets unable to fall for it, were not falling for it, I should say, as another penalty killed by the Hornets. So Nazareth now 0-4 on the man advantage. Something I'm sure that Coach Randall will talk about during the halftime break. Missed opportunities for Nazareth. They found a few openings in the Hornets' defense so far here in the second period, but have only able to capitalize that into one goal. Jacob sends it across to Young. Back to Jacob. And his shot is wide. He's looking to go upper 90 with that one, just barely off the mark. Nazareth still with it. Here's Young to Gray, back to Young. Young making a run, sends it behind the cage to Basile. Out front to Gray. A tough pass there. Good job by Gray picking it up. So a shot clock has been instituted now, and the save made by Santora. Ball still rolling around. We'll see who picks it up, and Nazareth does, and they have a numbers advantage here. As Gray pulls it out to set up an offensive play, they were on a 3-on-2 break. Nice cross-field pass there. And great passing there, 19-40. As Lippert finds Crowley, and the Golden Flyers are now within two. Take a look at the replay here. A great pass by Lippert finding Crowley. Good patience shown by Crowley, not putting the shot on immediately, waiting until the stick of Santora cleared. And he puts it right over the senior from Massachusetts to give Nazareth now to cut the Hornets' lead to two. And a quick goal that time, Logan Adams. It took 5 seconds, folks, showing how important the faceoffs are. That's now 10 for 10 in the faceoff circle for Lynchburg. 4:20 remaining in the second period. Nazareth was feeling good about themselves for about 5 seconds. That's Logan Adams, his third goal of the game, to go along with an assist. So the junior from Grosse Pointe, Michigan, certainly making his presence felt in this one as the Hornets win another faceoff, now 11-11 in the faceoff circle in this one. And third goal of the game, 11-15. Rodgers has it now for the Hornets. That shot goes out of play. Colin Dean letting that one rip. Possession stays with Lynchburg. Nice piece of defending that time. It was number 44, Jordan Goldborn. Knocked it out of the stick. It looked like he knocked it out of the stick of Colin Dean. Unfortunately for the Golden Flyers, they weren't able to pick up the ground ball, so possession stays with Lynchburg. Still a nice piece of defending by Nazareth. A little miscommunication there. Leaves Rodgers open. Hit the side of the cage. Ground ball picked up by Adams. Neves with it now. Sends it across to Rodgers. Rodgers finds Robinson. Back to Rodgers. Dean's shot goes wide. Logan Adams with a nice pass and a creative shot that time by Robinson. Gets saved and a big hit. And the flag is going to go against Lynchburg. And the Hornets fans and sideline cannot believe it. So the call is going to go against Trammell Robinson, number 10, as you see it here. Took down Miles Young for Nazareth and is going to get called for the 30-second penalty. So the fifth man advantage for the Golden Flyers. Still looking for their first goal on the advantage. Minutes remaining in the second period. Jacob with it. So another man advantage killed by the Hornets. Now 0 for 5 for Nazareth on the penalty. Jacob has it for Nazareth. Behind the cage to Basile, across to Young. Gray to Jacob. Jacob makes a run. Behind to Basile again. Nazareth doing a good job of moving the ball around. Need to find an attacking lane as Young looks to get off his mark. One minute remaining in the second period. And a big save there. Rebound by Paul Walter. The senior from Farmingham, Massachusetts, gets his second goal of the game. A heads-up play by the senior as Santora made the initial save but couldn't control the rebound. As you see the replay here, the original shot from Young gets saved by Santora. Can't control it. And it falls perfectly into the lap of Walter, who turns it into a goal. 6-4 now, Lynchburg leads with 56 seconds remaining in the first half. And another faceoff won by the Hornets. Nazareth still looking for their first faceoff won in this one. Four. Lynchburg quickly into the offensive zone, but a nice piece of defending there. That was number 21, Owen Pinoyer, with the knockdown. And another turnover for Lynchburg, as Nazareth gives it right back, 10 seconds remaining in the period. So Rivington Lambert with it now for Lynchburg. Will look to get a shot off quickly. Does, and scores just before the horn. And the officials say it will count. So Rivington Lambert, just before the halftime horn rang, gives the Hornets a 7-4 lead, as you see it again here. Puts a nice move on the defender, knows that the time is about to expire, lets it rip, and beats Winkler near post. So it is 7-4, Lynchburg over Nazareth at halftime. We will take a quick break here. You are watching Mustang Sports Network, powered by sfmsports.net.
Oh, you're Paul. I'm the new sprint intern.
Sprint plus...
intern. Yeah, clever, right?
I was just...
looking at getting an amazing iPhone 8.
Yeah, because...
they have an all-glass design, advanced cameras, A11 Bionic chip, wireless charging...
and you get the best price for unlimited. Nice meeting you.
I'm gonna... yeah, now you're going to give your second phone to your new friend. Wow! Oh my God, it's amazing. I love it.
Get the best price for unlimited. And now get one iPhone 8 and get a second one on us. Or get the unrivaled iPhone 10 now for just $20 per month. Visit your local Sprint store, sprint.com/iPhone, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Requires 18-month leases for well-qualified customers. Early termination results in remaining balance due. Excludes tax credits applied within two bills. iPhone 8, 64GB, $29.17 a month. Second iPhone 8 after $29.17 a month credit. iPhone 10, 64GB, $30 a month after $21.67 a month credit. Compared to unlimited HD plans for five lines, carrier features differ. Coverage and offer not everywhere subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Division III schools offer academic scholarships instead of athletic scholarships. This really puts the focus that the student-athlete needs to maintain that GPA.
I did receive a non-athletic scholarship upon entering school.
I got the presidential scholarship, which was huge for me.
I think there's more opportunities for academic scholarships in Division III. A lot of people pick schools just based on the sport and don't get that experience.
Being a Division III athlete and developing my leadership skills has definitely put my name out there and helped me get more recognition on campus, but more recognition nationwide. I did win the Jostens Trophy, which is based on leadership, academics, and then how well you do on the court.
I'm also the Schwartz Scholar of my class. Schwartz Scholarship is basically a scholarship that is given to a student who's identified as a likely leader.
At the end of the day, it won't matter how they play on the field, it will matter how they do in the classroom.
The Mustang Sports Network returns to the press box for first half highlights and a breakdown of the stats. This is the Mustangs Classic, powered by sfmsports.net.
Welcome back here to Owings Mills, Maryland. We are at halftime as Lynchburg leads Nazareth 7-4. We'll give you the first half highlights. As you see here, the first goal scored by Seamus McDonald for Lynchburg, gets off of his mark and beats Alex Winkler far post. And the second goal scored by Logan Adams quickly thereafter. That was assisted by number 31, Evan Lombardo, and that gave the Hornets a 2-0 lead. This next goal scored by Logan Adams, his second of the game. That one assisted by Colin McGuire. That gave the Hornets a 3-0 lead. And this was the fourth consecutive goal for the Hornets, scored by Trammell Robinson. Another assist by Colin McGuire. Right before the end of the first period, the Hornets, the Golden Flyers, were able to get on the board as Paul Walter got the goal, his second of the season, assisted by Connor Chapman. As the Hornets then answered back, Trammell Robinson with his second goal, assisted by Logan Adams. Nazareth did a good job of continuing to fight, though. That next goal scored by Jacob Gray to cut the lead 5-2 for Lynchburg. As the Golden Flyers have been playing from behind most of the game. Nice save made there by Santora, who's been solid in net for the Hornets. As Jack Crowley scores there after off the assist of John Lipper to make the game 5-3. Paul Walter got another goal there at the end of the second period. This was really the backbreaker, though, for the Golden Flyers as Rivington Lambert scored just as the first half horn sounded to extend the lead back to 7-4 for Lynchburg. The Paul Walter goal was scored after Miles Young had took a shot on net, was unable to, the Hornets goalkeeper, CJ Santora, was unable to control the rebound, fell right to the lap of Paul Walter, who turned it into a goal. At that point, it was 6-4 Nazareth. That was the closest they had been since early on in the first period. Rivington Lambert for the Hornets, as you saw there, able to get the goal right before the first half horn sounded. So a big momentum boost for Lynchburg, as it looked like Nazareth had fought their way back into this one. Only a 3-goal deficit, though, for the Golden Flyers. I think Coach Randall will take it after the way that first period went. So they will talk about probably missed opportunities and man advantages that they have been unable to capitalize on as the Golden Flyers trail the Lynchburg Hornets 7-4 at halftime. We'll take a quick break here, come back with the first half stats and get you ready for the second half here from Owings Mill, Maryland, the 2018 Mustang Classic as Lynchburg leads Nazareth 7-4. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by sfmsports.net.
Stevenson University is building on student success with the opening of our new 200,000 square foot academic center in Owings Mills. Students can pursue their degrees in state-of-the-art facilities for the sciences, design, and healthcare professions. Academic excellence, career preparation, and personal mentoring, the hallmarks of a Stevenson education. Schedule a visit today at stevenson.edu.
With the connection of these wires, the entire country will be able to communicate without the assistance of an operator. Surely, no other technology will ever be needed.
Change is the one constant in the IT field. Stevenson University's Computer Information Systems program prepares you to use the latest technology and manage that change.
I like Stevenson's program because it focuses a lot on your career after school.
Because the classes are smaller, you get more attention.
For more information, please visit stevenson.edu/CIS.
Now, back to the All Access Halftime Show.
Welcome back to Owings Mill, Maryland. 7-4. Lynchburg leads Nazareth after the first 30 minutes of play. As we will take a look now at the first half stats. 22 shots on goal for the Hornets to the Golden Flyers 13, or shots in general, 14 on goal for Lynchburg, 10 for Nazareth. 7 saves for Alex Winkler for the Golden Flyers, and 6 for CJ Santora of the Hornets. Ground balls in favor of Lynchburg, 15-14. They also have Lynchburg 4 turnovers to Nazareth's only 2. So Nazareth doing a good job of controlling the ball and not giving Lynchburg extra opportunities. Nazareth has caused 3 of those 4 turnovers. Lynchburg only causing 1 turnover for Nazareth. Faceoffs have really been the story of the game as Lynchburg leads that 12 out of 12. They have won every faceoff so far in the game. Nazareth still looking for their first faceoff win. Nazareth with 6 out of 8 clears. Lynchburg 4 of 6. And there you also see the man advantages. Lynchburg only with the 1 man up opportunity, but they capitalized on it. Meanwhile, Nazareth has had 5 man up opportunities, have yet to capitalize on any of those. 5 penalties resulting in 3 penalty minutes for the Hornets. Only 1 penalty for Nazareth resulting in 30 seconds. So the Nazareth Golden Flyers, for the most part, have played a pretty clean first half. Only the one penalty, only two turnovers, but 0 for 12 in the faceoff circle is the big reason, and also 0 for 5 in man-up opportunities is the big reason why they currently trail 7 to 4. As we are just under a minute away from getting the second half started. Nazareth doing a good job in that second period of playing a much cleaner 15 minutes as opposed to the first period. They had Nazareth had 10 ground balls in the second period, 15 shots by the Golden Flyers in the second period to only Lynchburg's only 9. Giving up that goal at the end of the second period, however, was pretty devastating for the Golden Flyers, that they had finally cut the lead down to 2, the closest they had been since early in the first period. Now trailing again by 3. We'll see what Coach Randall from Nazareth told his guys there at half. Have to imagine the message was missed opportunities and the faceoff circle. When they get the man up advantages, they really need to capitalize. Have barely even been able to get a few shots on goal during those man up opportunities. And still looking for their first faceoff one. So a bit of a change here as Gavin Shaner, the senior from Novelty, Ohio, will be in the faceoff circle facing off against Bo Delaney for Lynchburg. And we are underway here in the second half, and the first faceoff won by Nazareth is the first one taken by Shaner. He takes it all the way for a shot on goal. It goes just wide. Possession will stay with Nazareth, but that's a welcome sign for the Nazareth Golden Flyers fans and sideline as they get their first faceoff one of the game. This is Gray with it now. And Lippert back to Gray. Nice piece of defending that time by Lynchburg. Ground ball picked up. And behind the back pass, that was a nifty piece of stick work by Nick Willeritz. And Lynchburg's shot goes just wide, bounces up over the cage. That was number 37, Seamus McDonald. But that opportunity created by the defender, Nick Willeritz, for Lynchburg, picking up the ground ball in a nice behind-the-back pass. So Rogers with it now. He loses it. Ground ball picked up by Nazareth. Jack Crowley with it now for the Golden Flyers, looking for help. Finds it in Jacob Gray. And that shot is just high. Colin McElligott with the rip that time. Nazareth is going to keep possession. Nazareth seems to be running more motion here on the offense, but that pass got away from McElligott and picked up by Lambert. Lambert takes it all the way. Big save there by Willeritz. Can't control the rebound. Ball still rolling around. Still rolling around. Up to midfield now. Looks like the greased watermelon in the pool. Nobody could get a stick to the ball. And we finally get a whistle from the official. Looks like it's going to be Lynchburg's possession right around midfield. And that ball rolled all the way from in front of the Nazareth cage to about midfield. So the Hornets with it now. Dean to Rogers. Rogers with the spin, puts the defender on his back, and the shot is just wide. Kevin Rogers is upset with himself. He had put a nice move on the defender, got him to fall down, had a wide open shot, and just could not put it on goal. Neves to Rogers, back to Neves. And a save there, Willeritz. I should say Winkler, excuse me. Alex Winkler for Nazareth with a big save there, the sophomore from Fort Collins, Colorado. As Chris Murphy brings the ball into the offensive zone for the Golden Flyers. McGilligott with it now. To Chapman. This is Miles Young. Finds McGilligott, who shoots and scores. Far post. Colin McGilligott. Nice setup there by Miles Young to find the sophomore from Spencerport, New York. As you see it here, Miles Young with the cross field pass, and McGilligott absolutely lets one rip, beating CJ Santora far post. Nazareth back within two. And another faceoff won by Gavin Shaner. So Shaner, the senior from Novelty, Ohio, inserted into the faceoff circle here in the second half by Coach Randall for Nazareth, has made the coach look very smart. Now 2 for 2 in faceoffs here in the second half, I should say. So Nazareth now trailing 2 with possession. Really seize back momentum after giving up that late goal in the second period. Young shot goes wide. It's going to stay in possession of the Golden Flyers. Basile finds McGilligott, who finds Chapman, leaves it for Young. Young being harassed by Lambert there. Here's Chapman with it. It's a nice move on the defender. Can't quite get the corner. So he'll hold it behind the cage. Basile finds May. The 30-second shot clock now started. Basile up top to Young. Young's shot is saved. Santora holds on to the rebound that time. The ball is loose, though. Basile tries to pick it up. McGilligott will get the ground ball. And Nazareth retains possession after the nice save by Santora. Oh, Coming into this game, the Golden Flyers were averaging just under 9 goals per game in comparison to Lynchburg's 14 goals per game. So Nazareth plays a much more methodical, slower pace. And you've seen that here this afternoon, taking their time in the offensive zone, looking to set up the passing lanes. And that pass is just a little bit too hard. And a couple of big hits there. We have a Lynchburg player down and still down. That's number 43, Tyler Gallagher. Slow to his feet, finally gets up, as Lambert has it. And Gallagher still shaken up, took a big hit. So Lynchburg with possession now, as Gallagher makes his way to the sideline. Here's Riley Schmidt with it for the Hornets. Takes it behind the cage. Hornets just playing it around the offensive zone right now. Here's Colin McGuire with it. His shot scores! Colin McGuire, the senior from Odington, Maryland, gets his first goal of the afternoon. And Lynchburg takes a 3-goal lead again, 8-5, with 7:15 remaining in the third period. You see the replay here. Colin McGuire does a good job of evading his defender and just lets one rip, beating Alex Winkler far post. Lynchburg has had found some success with those low shots. Winkler, standing at 6 feet tall, having a little bit of trouble getting down, finding those bouncing shots. And McGuire gives Lynchburg a 3-goal lead again, and another faceoff won that time by Shaner. He's now 3-for-3 in the third quarter, after Nazareth was 0-for-12 in the first half in the faceoff circle. Conrad and McGilligott playing a two-man game now at the top of the zone. They invite Lippert in. And a nice piece of defending that time, number 19, Nick Willeritz, with a little poke check, causing the turnover as Lynchburg now looks to turn defense into offense, as they try to add to their 3-goal lead with just over 6 minutes remaining here in the third. Here's McGuire with it now, finding Adams. McGuire's shot is wide. And we're going to get a flag. Looks like McGuire took a shot right after he let go of that. As soon as he let go of that shot, he took a shot. And the penalty is going to go against number 28 for Nazareth. That's Tristan Gosselin, the long stick middie, sophomore from Hanover, New Hampshire. And that's going to be a 1 minute penalty. So Lynchburg 1-for-1 in the man-up advantages in this game so far, has their second man advantage of the afternoon. Rogers with it now, looking to move the defense a little bit. Finds McGuire, back to Rogers. And that's Trammell Robinson, whose shot goes off the post, bounces all the way to the sideline. Adams behind the cage. Finds Robinson, who lets it rip. A nice save that time. Alex Winkler able to hold on to the rebound. Nazareth will look to play the ball up into the offensive zone. Good job by Matthew Townsend for Nazareth to play the ball all the way up. He loses it, but it's picked up and still rolling around now. And Basile couldn't get it on the sideline, so another turnover for Nazareth. Good job by the Golden Flyers of killing that minute penalty. Back to even strength now. Rogers making a run. Double team coming. He eludes that. And a nice save there by Winkler. Does a good job of keeping the ball out of the goal. So the Golden Flyers trailing by three with just under 4 minutes remaining in the third period. This is Jason Partridge. Defense closes on him quickly. Jacob with it now. Gray has it. Back to Jacob. To Lippert. Lippert across to Gray. Jacob has it now, looking to make a run. Can't get a shot off. Good job by the Lynchburg defense of closing the door that time. Just holding it as the Lynchburg fans imploring the official to start the shot clock. Shot by Gray goes wide. Nice save that time by Santora. So Nazareth retains possession. Lippert with it now for Nazareth. Makes a run, gets away from his defender. A nice piece of defending that time. That was number 42, Mark Listiano. Knocked that shot down. And Lynchburg quickly on the attack and a score. That's Trammell Robinson. His third goal of the afternoon. Lynchburg takes a 9-5 lead with just under 2 minutes remaining in the third period. See the replay here. Nice job by Lynchburg turning defense into offense quickly. Logan Adams took the pass from McDonald. Adams finds Robinson. Robinson puts it away, beats Winkler. So Lynchburg with another four-goal lead. The closest Nazareth has been able to get is within two. That's been a couple of times now. The ball still rolling around. Ground ball picked up and lost. And so Logan Adams now with it. He'll get credited for a ground ball. Seconds remaining here in the third period. Here's Colin McGuire with it. Wire's shot is wide. Possession will stay with Lynchburg. Robinson behind the cage with the ball. Finds McGuire. McGuire looking to get a pick from Adams. Waves him off. McGuire still with it. Shoots and scores. I'm not sure how he got the ball past Winkler on that one, but beats him low between the legs. And Colin McGuire now with two goals to go along with two assists. Puts Lynchburg ahead 10-5. Did you see the celebration there on the sidelines for the Hornets? Getting creative with it now. Colin McGuire here with a series of moves. Gets away from the defender and lets the shot go and beats Alex Winkler 5-hole to give Lynchburg a 5-goal lead. 42 seconds remaining now in the third quarter. That whistle is going to go against the Hornets. So Nazareth with possession now. This is Miles Young with it. Leaves it for McGilligott. Good piece of defending that time by Tyler Gallagher as the pass goes high. Miles Young picks it up. His shot is saved. As Santora saw the clock winding down, let one rip towards the opposite end of the field. After the third period, it is Lynchburg 10, Nazareth 5 here in this Mustangs Classic. We'll take a quick break here as the Hornets lead by 5 heading into the fourth quarter. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by sfmsports.net.
Stevenson University is building on student success with the opening of our new 200,000 square foot academic center in Owings Mills. Students can pursue their degrees in state-of-the-art facilities for the sciences, design, and healthcare professions. Academic excellence, career preparation, and personal mentoring, the hallmarks of a Stevenson education. Schedule a visit today at stevenson.edu.
It's the first ever Spring Black Friday flooring sale at Lumber Liquidators. Shop now and save on the hottest styles of 2018, like Woodlook waterproof floors up to 50% off. When it's waterproof, it's worry-proof. And get up to 36% off 30 styles of laminate, like antique farmhouse hickory. Take 5 to 10% off our already low prices on hardwood and bamboo with coupon. Get more from 49 cents and special financing. Don't miss the first Spring Black Friday flooring sale. Get to Lumber Liquidators today.
Welcome back to Mustang Stadium, the 2018 Mustang Classic. Lynchburg leading Nazareth 10-5 after a third period that was really won by the Hornets, scoring 3 goals in that period to Nazareth's only 1 goal. Shots in that period were 12-9 in favor of Lynchburg. Nazareth doing a good job in the ground ball area, winning that 7-6, and much better in the third period in terms of faceoffs, as they've won 4 out of 5 faceoffs in the third period. Big adjustment at halftime by Nazareth's coach Randall was putting in Gavin Shaner in the faceoff circle for the Golden Flyers. Shaner still fighting for this one. Ball still rolling around, and eventually still not picked up, but the Hornets do eventually get it. That's number 19 for Lynchburg, Nick Willeritz, who comes away with the ground ball. Each goalkeeper with 3 saves in that third period. Nazareth did have 4 turnovers, doubling their total in the entire game. Lynchburg only with two turnovers in the third period, as Rogers has it. And his shot goes high. Most important stat of that third period, however, was scores, and it was 3-1 for Lynchburg, as Nazareth had cut the deficit to 3 as the third period started. Now they trail by 5. Dean with it, leaves it for Rogers. His shot goes wide. Good hustle by Evan Lombardo for Lynchburg, retaining possession for the Hornets. Rogers with it. Nice passing here by Lynchburg as the whistle goes against the Hornets, so possession will go to Nazareth. Nice play there by number 36, Owen Gonzalez, splitting the double team. Gonzalez finds Jacob. Gray with it. Being picked up by Lambert. Gray for Nazareth. Finds Young. Across the field, this is Jacob with it. Can't get a shot off. Basile has it now. Good defense play being played here by the Hornets, not giving up any lanes, whether it be passing or attacking. Jacob tries to find a angle. His shot gets knocked down, picked up by Santora. Nice save that time by the Hornets goalkeeper. Great piece of defending there by Lynchburg overall. And a nice move there by Lambert, splits the double team. So Rivington-Lambert turning defense into offense for Lynchburg as the Hornets now have possession of the ball in the offensive zone. Cardo with it now. Takes it behind the cage. Finds McGuire. Lombardo finds Adams. Back to Cardo. A good piece of defending there by Jason Partridge. McGuire's shot is wide. Hornets keep possession. McGuire gets away from his defender, finds Robinson behind the goal. Schmidt with it now for the Hornets. McGuire looking for a teammate, can't find one. Decides to attack the cage, goes behind net. Adams with it. The officials start the 30-second shot clock. Logan Adams let one rip just off the mark. 25 seconds remaining on the shot clock. Schmidt with it now. The shot clock did not reset because it didn't touch a golden flyer on the way out, so under 10 seconds now. McGuire with it. He lets one rip. Hit the side of the net and picked up by Winkler. So Nazareth with possession now. 9.5 minutes remaining in the third period. Little collision there between Robinson and Whelan. Here's Jack Crowley. McGilligott now with it. Had an opening. It was closed up quickly there. Nice piece of defending by Willeritz. Still looking for our first goal here of the fourth period. And that pass a little bit off, picked up by Young. To Chapman. Back to Young and across to McGilligott. A nice move there by Young. Gets away from Lambert. Sends it across to Chapman. It's deflected by the defender. Good job by Lynchburg getting a stick on that pass. Otherwise, Chapman would have had a wide open shot on goal. McGilligott with it now. Nazareth trailing by five is going to have to move a little bit faster than they are accustomed to. McGilligott with it now. Look to find Basile far post. That was shut down. And a nice run here. The shot's just wide by Jack Crowley. And a timeout called by Coach Randall of Nazareth with 7:43 remaining in the fourth quarter, 25 seconds remaining on the shot clock. We'll take a quick break here and return. This is the Mustang Sports Network powered by sfmsports.net.
My Chrysler Pacifica makes practice a little more fun. With my S model's blacked out trim and 20-inch rims, I'm the most stylin' mom here. Plus, I can binge all my shows with the available Uconnect Theater. Open the Stow and Go seating to grab my hidden romance novel or just jam out to the radio.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song? I didn't hear a song.
Chrysler Pacifica S. It's loaded. With attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
7:43 remaining in the fourth quarter as the Lynchburg Hornets lead the Nazareth Golden Flyers 10-5 in this Mustangs Classic matchup. Nazareth with possession of the ball, 25 seconds remaining on the shot clock. Still looking for our first goal of the fourth quarter by either team. Shots in favor of Lynchburg, 34-26. Right around their average for the Hornets. They're averaging just over 39 shots per game. Meanwhile, Nazareth a little bit behind their average as they average just over 35 shots per game. So a good job by the Lynchburg defense, not allowing as many opportunities to the Golden Flyers as they are accustomed to as we get ready to resume play. 25 seconds remaining on the shot clock for the Golden Flyers. As they trail by five, they're going to have to move a little bit faster than they like to. And we'll see what Coach Randall drew up during that timeout as Gray starts to make a run. Sends it behind the cage. That's Jacob. Finds Crowley, whose shot is wide and off the mark. Oh, Possession stays with Nazareth, but now we get a whistle here as the shot clock was reset. Looks like erroneously, as 1 second remains now on the shot clock. So we'll see if that's even enough time for the Golden Flyers to get a shot off. That shot did not touch a Hornet player. Nazareth just sends it out of bounds so they can go set up their defense. So a good piece of defending there by Lynchburg. As the snow starts, not something you expect to see often in lacrosse, but light snow starting here at Mustang Stadium. As Willerich brings it into the offensive zone, finds Lambert. We're going to get a timeout called. The officials stop play there. They will restart now. 6:50 remaining in the fourth quarter. Rogers with it. Rogers gets it back from Neves. And he's going to draw the penalty. It looks like it's going to go against number 26, Ben Bickford. Neves has it now for Lynchburg as the Hornets look to set up a play, knowing they've got a delayed penalty in their back pocket. Nice passing there. Neves to Robinson. Robinson's shot goes just wide. The officials will call the penalty. It'll be a 30-second, and that's actually going to go against Tristan Gosselin, number 28, the long stick middy, sophomore out of Hanover, New Hampshire. So a man advantage for the Hornets, who are up 10-5 with 6 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter. That shot is ripped just high. Evan Lombardo letting that shot go. Hornets still on the man up advantage for another 7 seconds. Rogers lets the shot go. And a nice piece of defending there. Knocked down by number two, Joe Fisher for Nazareth. Golden Flyers doing a good job of killing the penalty. So we're back to even strength now. McGuire with it behind the cage. Gets away from his defender. Tries to find Robinson in the middle of the defense. Pass was just a little bit off. And possession is going to stay with the Hornets. Much to the chagrin of the Golden Flyers fans and sideline. Cardo with it now. Finds Adams. Back to Cardo. Hornets working it around the offensive zone. This is Colin McGuire with it now. Finds Adams again. Rogers with it. And his shot is high and out of play. Cardo Cardo has it for the Hornets. To Rogers. Rogers trying to find Adams in the middle of the defense. Nice piece of defending. Ground ball picked up. And the stick was knocked out of the hands of number 21, Owen Pinoyer. So Trammell Robinson, nice piece of defending there. Three goals on the afternoon for the sophomore from Memphis, Tennessee, but maybe the biggest play of the day was that piece of defending right there as he knocked the ball out of the stick of Pinoyer. So the Hornets able to retain possession and kill some more clock. Rogers finds Robinson. His shot is low and then bounces up over the cage. McGuire gets away from his defender. His shot is wide. Just off the mark for Colin McGuire, looking for his third goal to go along with two assists. So he's had himself an afternoon, the senior from Odington, Maryland. Here's Lombardo. Shot clock was winding down on the Hornets, so Lombardo just sends it out of play as Nazareth gets possession back. 2:51 remaining now in the fourth quarter as the Golden Flyers trail 10-5. So Nazareth will have to move quickly as Gonzalez with it. He looks to play it all the way up from his own end. Finds Basile, who finds Jacob. Crowley with it now. His shot is wide. Here's Jacob. Back to Young. That shot scores! A nice rip by Paul Walter for his third goal of the afternoon. 2:09 remaining in the fourth quarter. Nazareth 6, Lynchburg 10. So the hat trick for the senior from Farmingham, Massachusetts. Able to beat CJ Santora. And that's where Nazareth has found most of their success in terms of goal scoring, is when they've been able to get the ball low, as the faceoff now is won by Lynchburg. Good job by Bo Delaney. And the Hornets will look to kill some more time with a comfortable four-goal lead. Schmidt has the ball just running around the offensive zone, trying to kill as much time as possible before the shot clock gets started. The freshman from Cantonsville, Maryland, finds Neves. We're approaching 1 minute remaining in regulation. Schmidt's shot was a weak one as Winkler was able to pick it up, but the Golden Flyers turn it over. And Trammell Robinson will look to play the four corners offense. Reminiscent of the old Dina Tar Heels, looking to just kill some clock. 30 seconds remaining in regulation as the shot clock is now started. Adams just holds it, takes a look at the clock quickly. Not looking to score, just trying to kill some time are the Hornets now. And a valiant effort by the Golden Flyers. Getting down four goals early in the first period, fought their way back down two a couple of times, but could not get any closer than that. And that will do it as the Lynchburg Hornets get the win today in the Mustang Classic, knocking off the Nazareth Golden Flyers 10-6. We'll take a break here. So glad you could join us this afternoon for this game. Stick around as we have another matchup between RIT and Amherst coming up in about an hour and a half or so. So we'll take a quick break here and be back with the final game stats and highlights as the Lynchburg Hornets knock off the Nazareth Golden Flyers. This is the Mustang Sports Network powered by SFMSports.net.
With the connection of these wires, the entire country will be able to communicate without the assistance of an operator. Surely, no other technology will ever be needed.
Change is the one constant in the IT field. Stevenson University's Computer Information Systems program prepares you to use the latest technology and manage that change.
I like Stevenson's program because it focuses a lot on your career after school.
Because the classes are smaller, you get more attention.
For more information, please visit stevenson.edu/CIS.
At Smoothie King, we're always improving what we put into our smoothies so you can feel good about what you put into your body. We call it cleaner blending, and that's why we're adding more whole fruits and vegetables to blend cleaner, more delicious smoothies while eliminating the things you don't want. And by the end of 2018, we'll be blending over 50 purpose blends with no sugar added, because our goal is to help you achieve yours. Track our progress at smoothieking.com/cleanerblending. Smoothie King, smoothies with a purpose.
10-6 the final here from Mustang Stadium. Mustang Classic goes to the Lynchburg Hornets as they knock off the Nazareth Golden Flyers. We'll take a look now at the second half highlights. As you see here, the Golden Flyers getting the scoring started in the third period. That goal by Colin McGilligott, assisted by Miles Young, got the Golden Flyers within two. And that's as close as they would be the rest of the game, as Colin McGuire gets the goal there unassisted for Lynchburg. That made it 8-5 for the Hornets. And a big save there by Winkler, as he did his best all afternoon to keep the Golden Flyers in it. But Lynchburg just a little bit too much, as Trammell Robinson gets his third goal of the game here, assisted by Logan Adams. And that made it 9-5 Hornets. And a little time after that, Colin McGuire with his second goal of the afternoon. That went along with two assists for the senior from Odington, Maryland. CJ Santoro with the save there. He had a fantastic afternoon for the Hornets, shutting down the Nazareth attack multiple times, as this goal here, or this shot I should say, goes up and over the Nazareth cage. And the final goal of the game there by Paul Walter, his third of the afternoon, assisted by Miles Young. That made it 10-6. And that's where the scoring stopped, as Lynchburg able to hold on to the win 10-6 over the Nazareth Golden Flyers in this Mustangs Classic matchup. The Hornets now improve to 3-5 on the season, while the Golden Flyers fall to 1-5 on the campaign. Still early on for both teams, so both teams able to get a feel for where they're at as they look to head into conference play here soon. We will sign off here. So glad you could join us. Andy Mendoza here with the rest of the SFMSports.net crew as Lynchburg beats Nazareth 10-6 in the Mustangs Classic. This is the Mustang Sports Network powered by SFMSports.net.
Yeah.
This presentation of the Mustang Classic has been brought to you by the Mustang Sports Network, the official broadcast network of Stevenson Athletics. Visit sfmsports.net to watch post-game interviews with the coaches and to listen to game archives.